US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met the three Americans, Paul Whelan, Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kormasheva, who were freed in that unprecedented East-West prisoner exchange when they landed in Maryland a few hours ago. It was a diplomatic victory for the administration. The deal involved seven countries, 16 Westerners exchanged for eight Russians. And speaking on the airport tarmac, President Biden praised those nations that made tough calls to secure the exchange.
My job is to make sure, number one, they don't get them. If they do, we get them back. I don't buy this idea that you're not going to let, you're going to let these people rot in jail.
To me, this is about the essence of who we are as a country. It really is about personal relationships. It's about family. It's about being able to have access to your own, the people you love and you adore. Imagine how you'd all feel if you had your being held captive.
It's a very good night, and it's testament to the work that we prioritize under Joe Biden's leadership in our administration, which is the importance of building alliances, building the strength that we have through diplomacy to have outcomes like this.
Vice President Kamala Harris, and one of the most moving moments from that reception at the airport was watching Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, watching him hug his mum, who had waited so long to see her son, and Evan's colleague Thomas Grove, who's Central and Eastern correspondent with the Wall Street Journal, is on the line. That was a really moving moment, wasn't it, Thomas Grove?
Oh, it was amazing. It was wonderful to see, you know, just the joy of seeing them reunited after such a long time. And, you know, after I think a lot of the worry that she went through, I think a lot of people can identify with what it must feel like to have a son who, you know, has kind of disappeared into the blackness of the Russian prison system.
Yes. And Ethel Millman, who's Evan's mum, she'd worked tirelessly for her son's release behind the scenes. You've some fascinating reporting in The Wall Street Journal. It took a long time and an awful lot of people were involved to put this deal together.
I mean, it's hard to, I think, overstate the complexity of this deal, because we have, you know, these prisoners were scattered across Europe and the United States, and it took an effort, not just within kind of all the machinery of kind of the U.S. Governmental system, but of course with all of their allies as well, and I think Germany here being a key player, you know, with their detention of Vadim Krasikov. And I think, you know, one of the most kind of telling moments in one of our recent stories is excuse me, whenever Ella does approach Olaf Scholz and, you know, makes it clear how important it is that he does what he can to get her son back home. And I think it's amazing that I think the German government was able to help in the way that it was able to. And, you know, it saw the in getting as many people back home. And it's just, it's a wonderful testimony to how much we've been able to do. This swap was truly amazing in terms of its scale and the people involved.
And this Vadim Krasikov that you mentioned, who was jailed for murder in Germany, he's a personal friend of Vladimir Putin. He apparently always claimed Russia would get him back. And of course, he was originally, the original deal was he was going to be exchanged for Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader, yeah, who ended up dying in a penal colony in February.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. I mean, this swap has been through several iterations, and it is painful to know that there should be one more person here, and that is Alexei Navalny, who was a one of the most inspiring and courageous Russian opposition leaders that there mm-hmm. was. I spent a decade in Russia getting to know Alexei Navalny, and he was, you know, truly a force, you know, not only in his own right, but for everybody who saw, you know, an alternative to the Putin-led system.
Yes, and one final note, just a tribute, I suppose, to Evan Gershkovich's resilience after everything he's been through. He had to submit, apparently, a written request for clemency to Vladimir Putin. And in that, he also asked him for an interview. Is that right?
Well, He's a great journalist, and that's exactly what any great journalist should do in that situation. It's a great shot.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. It is a great day for obviously all those released and also for the Wall Street Journal and Thomas Grove, Central and Eastern correspondent with the Wall Street Journal. Thank you for talking to us.